Barcelona. Aditi felt tired as she entered the sitting room of her apartment in the underground communication complex. She had spent the day with Frankenheimer, using the communicator implanted in her brain to contact Audrey and others on New Earth. The physiologist seemed rapt with delight as he studied the neutrino tomographs of Aditi's brain while she talked to people more than 8 light-years distant. He traced circuits in her brain that interlaced with the natural network of neurons. While Aditi grew more weary of the tests, Frankenheimer became more excited. "Your communicator is made of neuronal tissue," he exclaimed at the end of 1 hour-long call to New Earth. Nodding, she agreed. "Yes, it is natural tissue, grown from stem cells just like the rest of my brain."
"And it grows and develops just like the rest of your brain?"
"Yes, of course."
"Of course," Frankenheimer echoed. "It's just as natural as your heart's beating, to you."
"It's been a part of me all my life," she said.
Looking at Aditi like a little boy asking for candy, Frankenheimer said, "Would your people on New Earth show me how to make a communicator for someone here?"
"Someone? Who?"
"A test subject." He licked his lips, then added, "Myself, I suppose."
Aditi said, "I could find out for you."
"Could you? That would be great."
"I'll ask my people this evening."
"Great," Frankenheimer repeated.
"Wonderful."
Now Aditi lounged back on the bed, too tired and emotionally spent to order dinner for herself. She recognized the eager glow of ambition in Frankenheimer's eyes.
"Can I trust him with a communicator?" she wondered.
"I'll have to ask Audrey about that. But first I need to talk to Jordan." Jordan was also feeling close to exhaustion. He had spent the entire day staring at the images New Earth's astronomers had sent to him. Dead worlds, whole planets wiped clean of life down to the bacteria. A world of creatures reminded him of butterflies, utterly devastated, their beautiful winged bodies strewn across the rocks and sands of their dead world. A planet covered with mats of biological matter that formed a worldwide mind, totally destroyed by the lethal gamma wave. Planet after planet, intelligent species after intelligent species, civilization after civilization, erased as if they had never existed. "Otero wants visuals to show the public," Jordan told himself. "Now we've got plenty. But can we show it? Will it be too upsetting, too demoralizing, too soul-wrenching?" As he rubbed his aching brow, an ancient quotation came to him. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." From the Bible somewhere, Jordan remembered. Knowledge is always preferable to ignorance, no matter how painful, no matter what the consequences. The truth shall set you free. He hoped that was right. Glancing at the clock set into the wall below the holographic viewer, Jordan saw that it was nearly dinner time. "Otero will expect me downstairs, and I'll have a lot to show him." Then Aditi appeared in the viewer, sitting up on her bed fully clothed. She looked drawn, worn, pale.
"What's the matter, darling?" Jordan blurted.
She smiled wanly.
"I was going to ask you the same question, Jordan. You look troubled."
"So do you." They spent the next several minutes explaining the events of the day, the reasons for their weary melancholy.
"Yes," Aditi said mournfully. "Watching the dead worlds can be very depressing."
"You've seen them?"
"A few."
With a determined shake of his head, Jordan said, "We've got to prevent that from happening to more planets, more intelligent creatures."
"Of course."
"Of course," he echoed.
"But getting the World Council to act won't be easy, Jordan. You'll have to move the whole world, all its people."
"We'll have to move the world," Jordan corrected.
"That's still only two of us. But with you beside me, dearest, I can move mountains."
She smiled wanly.
"We can try, at least."
"Lord, I miss you, Aditi."
"And I miss you too, Jordan. I hope we can be together soon."
"It can't be soon enough." With a troubled shake of her head, Aditi half whispered,
"I never thought I could feel so empty."
Jordan could see on her face the pain he himself felt. Forcing a bitter smile, he changed the subject. So your scientist friend wants a communicator for himself?
Yes, Aditi replied. It would require major surgery to implant one in his brain.
Couldn't it be outside his body, a device like a phone?
I suppose it could.
Jordan pursed his lips, then suggested, Perhaps your people on New Earth could work with Mitch here in Chicago. It could become a new product line for him.
Aditi actually giggled. And make him even richer.
And open up new jobs for people, Jordan countered.
I'll talk to Adri about it, she said.
Fine. Glancing at the clock again, Jordan said, I'm afraid I'm expected for dinner.
Go ahead, darling. I'm going to put in a call to Adri, and then go to sleep.
Pleasant dreams, my dear.
And to you, she said. Dream of me.
I always do.